Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Retro Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the Retro Next podcast. Today's guest is Christy Bromberg, also known as Kay Bromberg. In this interview, we chat about her writing process, her latest book, Flirting with 40, and Hard to Handle. And now let's go to the interview. Hi, Kay. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Christy. That's what the K stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually if you call me K, I like will look around like, who are you talking to? So yeah, my name was too long to fit on a book, so it ended up being K.
Gotcha. I was wondering.
Yeah, there's no mystery to it for me. Okay. I write contemporary romance with a little bit of sexy, and I'm a mom of three, which has been fun during this pandemic and doing homeschooling. I'm pretty typical soccer mom, softball mom, never have enough time, you know, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. So when are you writing now that the kids are home and everything's happening? You know, when is the magic happening?
The irony is that this is like one of my busiest writing schedules I've had in the longest time.
Really? Oh my gosh.
So it's been interesting. But are you asking what I'm writing or how am I writing? No.
How are you writing? Like, are you out schedule? Like, you doing pockets of time, or
I do the best I can. Like, okay. My theory is have laptop will travel. Oh, so, okay. Like, my kids aren't. I have one that's 14, and then I have a 10 and 11 year old. So I'm not comfortable leaving them home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a 14 year old, yeah, but then it's massive fights. So for me, I try and work when they're on Zoom for school, and then I usually take off afternoons because I'm going to and from soccer, and then I start writing again about 9:30 to like 1 in the morning.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, that's the schedule. So let's talk about what inspired you to become a writer.
I've always liked to write, but you know, I never really thought this would be a career. A lot of people have done this, but, you know, I read 50 Shades and I was like, I can do this. I read 50 and then I went into Rainn Miller and Jodi Ellen and Sylvia Day, you know, and Laura Lynn. Like, I just kind of read people that are all my friends now. And I was like, okay, these people are like moms and they just decided to do it and they are finding success. And at the time I had three kids under the age of 5, and my husband was traveling a lot for work. And so I needed something at nighttime when they went to bed to like stimulate my brain. Okay. So for me, I started outlining my first book, which was Driven.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I remember reading Driven like years ago.
Yeah.
So what was that journey to get that book published?
For me, I queried a couple agents and I was rejected. And then I kind of started researching. Like, I was not in book world at all. Like, I wasn't a blogger. I didn't read blogs. I didn't do anything. I just kind of was like, a friend said, you should read this book. Or actually my mom told me to read 50. She said, Christy, you need to meet this Christian guy. And then some other friends started recommending books. So I didn't really know the blog scene or anything. So I just started researching and I realized I could upload to Kindle, to Amazon, and other platforms. So I kind of self-taught myself what to do. And yeah, that was what I did. It wasn't like some arduous journey. I just kind of pushed publish and hoped I sold 100 copies.
Yeah, and you probably have. So how many books have you written so far?
I think I'm finishing 25.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
25 or 26, I think.
Wow, that's a lot of books. So, and
how do you keep the writing schedule? Do you write one book at a time or do you write multiple books? Do you have multiple books?
I can't write. I have to write one book at a time.
Okay.
I even struggle reading books when I'm writing it because I adopt the voice. So for me, I write one book at a time and then I'm usually editing one while I'm writing. So I have to take time off while I'm editing because if not, I just mess them all up. So yeah, I'm a one book girl. I can't cheat.
Yeah, I can feel you. And so do you follow an outline or do you see where the story leads? Yeah.
I used to be a really, really strict outliner. Like,
yeah,
I have to handwrite my outlines. I'm really old school.
Okay.
I handwrite them because to me that gets it from the paper to my brain. And then about 30% of the book, I never look at it again because it's already there, but it's just, it's like the process for me. The last two books, I really haven't outlined, but I noticed that I struggle a lot more when I don't have an outline.
Yeah.
But with that said, I think the best parts of my books are the parts that aren't outlined. They're that spontaneous. So even though I have something, you know, the book kind of takes on a mind of its own.
Yeah. So how do you connect with your characters? Like, how do you get to know them? Like, do they come to you or do you do some research or trying to figure out like background information or what the character is going to look like or it's going to work on?
Usually they come to me. You know, like the series, one of the series I'm working on right now is a sports series. Mm-hmm. So I have four sisters who are sports agents. They're saving their family sports agency. And so they each are going to a different sport. For me, I like sports. So that's an easy one. I'm just picking like, you know, four popular sports. But a lot of times I typically have one character in my head and then I have to build the other ones around them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're not there at all. And that's when I really struggle. But I think for me, the connection is I have a hard time writing really lighthearted romances because I feel like there needs to be something emotional to connect the reader. So I usually have a little bit of real in each of my romances. And that's what I hear is what connects people. But then I do like my next one's a really lighthearted, fun, loving one. So, I mean, you just kind of have to bounce around.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it just depends on the season where you're writing, you know, too. Like we're in a really tough situation. So maybe just having something lighter might be easier.
And that's why, that's why I broke my writing schedule and wrote this book just because it kind of called to me. It's about a woman who's turning 40 and she's kind of struggling. And so she meets a guy who is younger than her, who kind of just challenges her to like, hey, live life, like stick your toes in the sand, howl at the moon, like see where it takes you. And then who knew he would be her happily ever after.
Yes, and that's sort of you know, flirting at 40. So you mix an age gap with forced proximity, and there's like a corporate retreat. There's like, he's a doctor. Like, he's not that young.
He's not that young. It's not like 18 year old and the 40 year old.
Yeah, no, he's not. So, what was like the source of inspiration? Like, was he just, you wanted something funnier or fun, easier to write or less angsty or?
You know, this story has been on my radar for a while, and I don't think there's enough romances out there for women who are, I don't want to say older because that makes me older. But, you know, it's always the late 20s, early 30s, and I think there's a confidence that comes to women when they reach their 40s. You know, we're a little bit more secure in who we are, but we also struggle with that and struggle with, you know, am I trying to act too young? Am I living enough? Am I doing? And so for me, I just wanted something that the title is what I knew first, like, which is really rare for me. And so then I kind of, for some reason, I got lost on a website about corporate retreats. I clicked the wrong button. And then from there, I just couldn't get the idea out of my head. So.
Yeah. I love the forced proximity at a corporate retreat. It's just felt like, it's like you, as someone who has been on those corporate retreats, it's like, you don't want to, you just don't want to go back to them. Yeah. You're like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, the amount of bonding time and team building that needs to happen. And you're like, I don't want to be with these people. Like, I want to take a break. Yeah. Like, I want to take a vacation.
Well, it also sets up interesting, like, unique environment that you can have the characters bond. Because that's the problem. You know, like, when you're writing a book, no one wants to read about them sitting at home watching TV. So you're always having to create ideas that are unique so that the reader's interested. And sometimes you kind of run out of ideas. So for me, it was like, oh, I could do some really wonky, weird things and it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they can go canoeing, they can go fishing, they can go trust
paddleboard yoga.
Yeah, paddleboard yoga. I was like, oh my gosh, you can do all these different things in this weird retreat where we're just kumbayaing our way to our promotion. So I love this. So let's talk about Hard to Handle and the sports agent series that you have coming up. First of all, I'm obsessed with hockey, so I was very excited to read a hockey romance, you know. But what should we expect for the next few books in the series?
So the four sports I've decided to write about are, the first one was hockey. The second one will be soccer or football if you're overseas. And then I'll have a baseball and a football book. The baseball book, I'll be revisiting some old characters from my The Player and the Catch series.
Ooh.
But for me, you know, I like to write about sports because I think there's something about athletes. There's like a cockiness to them and an arrogance, but at the same time, they have to like take it down a notch because they're a player of a member of a team. So it's an easy thing to feed off of for me as an author. And I also love kind of like the enemies to lovers feel. So there's something combative about athletes to me. So you'll be seeing four strong women, headstrong women, kind of fighting their attraction, because, you know, how can you represent an athlete when you're sleeping with them?
Yeah.
It's not exactly fair. So that's actually been a struggle that I, when I decided to do the series, I didn't really think about that aspect of it. And then I got into it and I was like, oh crap, like, how do I do that? So each one has their own set of issues. But yeah, you know, I'll run the gamut. The first one had some heavy moments. The second one's going to be a little bit lighter. You know, I just kind of, each character kind of comes to me as I go. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think I love the fact that this is sports romance. Like, I think, you know, we're just getting through a period where there was no sports. So, like, looking back and we're like, oh, there's, like, opportunities to find sports and romance. Like, that's kind of, like, a fun thing to do that's coming out of the pandemic. So,
yes, and I think, and this sounds bad, but there are some people who write sports romance that don't watch sports.
Yeah.
And I'm an avid sports watcher just because I am.
Yeah.
And so I think there's something to be said about someone who actually watches it when they write it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I try really hard to make sure it's all legitimate and is valid. So,
yes.
Not that that really matters when you're getting into the romance part.
It does, but you know, as someone who, I really love hockey romance. It's one of my favorite ones in terms of sports romance in the genre. And as I say, like, one of my biggest complaints at times is like, oh, there's not enough hockey. There's not enough like action or reminder of the sports. Like, it's just a lot of romance, and it's like, but we want to have some of the sports part. And so authors that do watch sport or are fans of it, they tend to make sure that it's included, so it feels like a holistic point of view as opposed to just having like just a romance who happens to be a hockey.
Well, yeah, I mean, the athletes, the hero is an athlete, so it's part of who they are, so you can't deny that part of it.
Yep. So tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me anywhere there's social media. My website's www.kbromberg.com. And then I'm on Instagram, Facebook, you know, all the boring, normal places. I'm trying to talk my daughter into teaching me how to get on TikTok. And she's like, no way, mom. Like, that's embarrassing. So I think I'm just going to do it just to embarrass the hell out of her.
Yes.
The last thing I need is one more social media to have to manage. But if it's worth making my daughter like roll her eyes again, then we're good. Yeah.
Well, I think you could do some TikTok dancing and some TikTok.
I think so.
Book cover.
Do some twerking to embarrass her.
Yeah, do some like some TikTok. Like, you can do, just the possibilities are endless there.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I can't wait to watch your TikTok. So thank you, Chrissy, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.